And we're live. We're going, baby.
Shit.
Welcome. Live from Yonkers, New York. We are
guys,
here.
We are live.
We're going.
It's all right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, this show sucks. That's kind of the whole thing about it.
Right.
You guys went live and it was the most hectic it's been the whole time we've been here.
Well, there's an issue with the, maybe the the batteries will die halfway through the,
What's that?
We got the sounds of Ray Stremmer coming
it's,
through.
It's Phoenix Wolf's favorite song. He's 14 months old.
That's your offspring.
Yeah, like if he cries in the car and we play Power Glide, then he stops crying.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
Ray Stremmer.
That's right.
That's cool.
That's what are the themes of Power Glide?
I think he's driving in the Lambo, skidding around, and green paint from the rims is coming off of it because he's going so fast.
Excellent. So that pretty much defines what Bam's got going on in his life right now.
I can relate, only it's not green, it's purple and blue.
Is that the you color got a purple and blue Lambo?
A blue Murcielago and a purple Gallardo.
Yeah.
But the Murcielago is convertible, and Pennsylvania has too unpredictable rain, so I traded him for a Bentley. Which is in San Francisco now with three bullet holes in it.
You got shot at?
Hell yeah, dude.
I went to
That's
Hunter's
how bullet
Point
holes usually get in
to
somewhere.
To go to a skate park, and somebody was like, I wouldn't park a Bentley at Hunter's Point. I was like, what's the worst that could happen? Well, worst could happen is three bullet holes in it.
Those were just warning shots.
I wasn't in the car. I was skating. I came back, and it was like that.
I love that because that's the kind of crime where you're just like, I don't want the car. I just want this to destroy it.
Well, I realized I wasn't very mad because I was like, you know what? More people are staring at this car than before. Just because they're like, why does this Bentley have bullet holes in it? What does this guy do?
Yeah, he must be a drug dealer of some kind.
It does make you seem cooler.
More like a
it's
rapper
like a
than a skateboarder.
In this kind of way.
Yeah. I've never had anything with a... Have you ever been shot at any point in your life?
Yeah. No, I don't think I have.
Well, I got shot by the rubber bullets on the riot control test on Jackass. That sucked.
Oh, yeah.
And I stood in the worst possible place because Knoxville got it 7 times, Dunn got it 8, and I got it 14.
God yeah, but didn't damn. You not know where it was going to go? It was like a bunch of
them
packed
it all went shooting
and
everywhere.
Shoots, like,
and the most painful one was the one by my dick hang area.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one was right there on the... thumb.
Is that what it's called?
So fucking bad.
Dick hang area.
What's
is that
the,
what it's called?
What's the
cops,
worst?
Yeah. Do the cops aim at your dick? Are they trained to do that?
No, this was a bomb that just goes off randomly. All these little
is
marble
the bomb
pellets.
Designed to aim for your dick area.
It's a dick seeking bomb.
I'm not aware about the dick hang bullets.
I mean, I don't know what they're trained. Are,
yeah, that was
I
pretty
mean, I guess
painful,
that is
though.
Still
anything,
non-lethal.
And the stun gun, the 40 stun guns in the hallway suck too.
Yeah, that's brutal.
What's the worst you ever fucked up your penis?
Actually, with my first girlfriend, Michelle Morrison, we're
what's
fucking...
Her, what's her middle name?
What's her middle name? Just so we can get that down.
I can't remember.
What's her zip code?
I think it's Anne. But, yeah, we're fucking, and...
I fucked her.
And somehow I kind of lost balance and fell, and my boner landed on the rug, dead on, head on, and it didn't have any which way to bend except directly up. So, like, I really thought I focused my dick.
So it was never on the show.
You thought you focused?
No, this wasn't.
I'm not filming fucking to go put on MTV.
You guys,
I don't know. There
you
was
guys
some, fucked
you
some
close.
Dick up.
No, I also racked my nuts on a 14-stair handrail trying to nollie lip slide in San Diego. That one sucked. I had to go jerk off and around the corner to see if things still worked.
In the writer's room for Jackass, how many times do people pitch, like, gay sex?
Well, the thing is, that's why we have
like, hey, we could go back to that.
There's no additional theme.
We have a big gay following because it's much more funny to do stupid shit in a thong or naked or whatever.
Sure.
That's why, like, Steve-O, if he does, like, a pole vault jump into the pool, it's funnier to do it with a thong on. If Party Boy's going to dance, it's funnier to do it with a silver thong on.
100%.
Yeah, but you flew a kite out of your butt. That was insane, man.
Oh, I flew a kite out of my ass, yeah, and it'll be a kite.
It was big, too. It was, like, pretty massive, and the wind ripped it out.
Like, the dildo that just got shot up basically into your ass, right?
Well, the thing was...
that is gay
when
sex.
We did the first, when we did the first Jackass, Steve-O said his dad would disown him if he shoved a toy car up his ass and went to the hospital claiming that he was at a frat party and he doesn't feel good. You know,
right,
so
right,
like...
Right.
obviously the big, yes. because you were having weird sex last night. Somebody shoved a car up your ass.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Dunn did it. I was like, this is way too gay. Like, he's going to be known as the gay dude on Jackass. He
gay
got the ending of the movie. The ending of the movie means you did the best fucking skit.
Right, of course.
And everybody talks about it. I'm like, fuck, I should have done that. You
know? Because well, when they
so
x-rayed
the
it, you
I
could
did
see
Angel
the
B.
car.
And got the ending of
with the
Jackass
wheels
3.
And everything. So yeah. the doctor was like, you couldn't have ate this. This
you're,
had to have
you're only gay
so.
If you pay for it.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
If yeah, that's
yeah,
that's the line between gay and straight. It's
yeah.
not
well, it's not gay if you have a glove on.
It's paying someone.
Come on, you have a glove on.
You have a glove on.
I've been having yeah, that's good to know because I've been having sex with men for free for years.
I can fit
yeah.
my dick through your no tooth.
Yeah, you honestly could. You want to, yeah. hey, reboot? What do you think?
It's a little tooth again.
We'll do toothless face fuck.
Yeah, well, you kind of lost a tooth.
Stavros, you kind of have the look of like a fat skater that keeps falling on the front of
yeah.
his face.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I could never, I couldn't skate for, I could ollie maybe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't.
You can't, yeah.
Can you ollie before or after your pedophile sunglasses?
I guess
that's right.
I guess
how
both.
Was the Lovely Bones shooting that movie? And
how was it shooting the Lovely Bones?
It was good. Stanley Tucci's a sweetheart.
Oh, no, but you guys, do you guys want to introduce yourself? This
Bam,
Bam
Margera from that Jack
Vinny
Butt
Beetle.
Movie.
Yeah, you everybody knows Bam. I'm
we
Vinny.
Got
I'm
Vinny
a nobody.
Also here who's on tour with Bam right now. They're promoting their shows at West.
Oh, yeah, we should say that.
West Side Comedy Club in New York on Thursday night. What's the date? It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
it's
night. Tomorrow.
This episode's going up tonight on Wednesday, so it's tomorrow
we
night.
Have, yeah, we
guys,
have two showtimes.
So go see Bam
sell a bunch of tickets. We're trying to get invited to barbecues at Castle Bam.
Yeah, and I'm
we
showing.
The door they can get
I'm showing clips of the new movie as well.
Show up.
How much are the tickets to the door?
They're $50.
There you go. So
get in there.
Come out, see Bam.
Theater,
you can meet him.
Bijou.
Mm-hmm. No, that's tonight in Connecticut.
This,
this
go
is going to be.
This
out
will go up in a
we
couple hours.
Get
we'll get this
yeah?
up this afternoon.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah
dude,
we're going to Connecticut
Bijou Theater
there,
in Connecticut tonight in Bridgeport. Go to nomadscomedyclub.com for tickets. Tomorrow night we got two show times. West Side Comedy Club for tickets. Thank you guys for the plug.
Oh yeah, no problem. We're glad you.
Listen, anything we can do.
Also, I'm having a big event April 1st at my house.
This is the big one.
It's called CastleBamEvents.com. We're having Yellow Wolf play.
It's a huge party, guys.
Skate park grand opening and movie premiere. Of the movie
nuts.
I've been working
Sorry,
on
yeah.
for nearly a decade.
Hot tub
well, we got
with skater
we,
piss.
We have some proposals for you for some events, but we could talk about that afterwards.
What an orgy on Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're trying to plan Cumfest right now, which is
oh.
our
it's Ocean
our
City,
festival.
Maryland at Secret.
Off season.
Yeah, so
off
we're, season. Planning, yeah. we're planning Cumfest, on winter, like February, like a cold February in Ocean City, Maryland.
Frozen cum.
But mm-hmm. obviously Castle Bam, you know, if that is available, we'd obviously be.
Yeah, and we have a hot tub there that everybody, all the workers have been pissing on in, so
yeah.
by the time April the 1st workers? Happens, it's going to be completely
yeah,
filled
like
with piss. Yeah,
like the skaters that are building the skate
so
park.
So, on
building.
April 1st, if people go into the piss hot tub and somebody shits in that son of a bitch, I ain't going to be mad.
Elazar's going to shit in the tub. He already said he's going to.
That's great.
And he's going to step in his own shit, too.
It's
how
yeah.
you get into the party for free, basically.
Yeah. It's nice
piss.
To have goals. Elzar.
Oh my God! You're thinking about your future.
I bet you could shit on command at 8:28 p.m.
I honestly 100% could.
At 8:28 p.m.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
could.
When I want anybody who's there
the
who has to shit in the fucking hot tub on all at the same time.
Yeah,
which
one?
Just leave April 1st open. Come
is
to Pennsylvania, man.
Is that a specific? Is that like a special time in your life? 8:28 p.m.
Yeah, because it's right when Novak arrives.
Oh yeah. So we're just
are
gonna...
you're beefing with Novak right now?
Big time.
All right.
Because
I
he I've paid for his entire life for since he was 14 years old.
Adam, pay
like,
attention.
Like,
Adam's over here drinking my coffee.
Every goddamn drink, every flight, every uh-huh. hamburger, every hot dog, every slice of pizza, every fucking car ride, everything uh-huh. I uh-huh. have paid for. And now that he's buying himself a $500,000 house in Philadelphia with these dumb Namibian giraffe lamps, I think it's time he can start paying me back.
You're cutting them off.
Because he can afford it now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So start fucking paying me back, or else Karma Police is going
to
get you.
Yeah, so we're
going to
fuck
him up.
Pay back.
Radiohead. Do you want us to fuck him up? Because we will, dude.
Yes.
Fuck him up, Sandman. Yeah. Fuck him up.
Dude, yeah, we swear allegiance. We offer you our sword.
Well, the thing is, if you beat up Novak, he always wins because he doesn't fight back. He just laughs at you and says, my grandma could punch harder as his
yeah,
teeth are all
no
bloody.
Pain.
I've seen him with bloody teeth. This guy's pounding him in. He's like, that's all you got, pussy. My grandmother could do better. He's like, motherfucker, uh-huh. He's like punching the shit out of him.
I was
like,
just thinking about that today.
You got?
Yeah, I said nobody could kick that guy's ass. He'll never stop. It's like crackhead strength.
Bam.
I win.
Bam. When was the first time you punched your dad?
Yeah, this is big.
Well,
because I also wish I could have the guts, the courage.
Well, I always have, I guess, since fucking 4 years old, 3 years old. I don't know.
But
the older I got and the fatter
like
he got,
Christmas
the more I
was
tougher and he was slower and fatter.
Yeah.
Are you guys still slapping him in his big old
No, body? No, he's too old now.
He's too old.
Was there a medical reason? Did the doctor have to intervene? you can't slap your
Well, he
can
barely walk
anymore.
Now, mostly because of his weight, but I tackled him when he was when we
he's
were playing like a football
stomach.
Game. He landed on his knees so bad that it fucked it up for good.
Oh, really? No. You fucked him up on a tackle?
On a tackle, yeah. He landed on his knee.
Justice for Phil, man. Yeah.
You literally retired your dad out of the NFL. It's a knee, blown out knee, my son did.
Are you scared that your son will have the same taste for paternal violence
I'm
as
hoping.
You?
Yeah. Can't wait. Where do I sign up?
I can't wait for you to
He's
kick,
over here
kick
now.
His ass, young yeah. man. Yeah. Does he want to say
something? Oh, yeah, there's a baby
Phoenix,
here.
Say
we
something.
Got a baby.
Come on, dude. Make your podcast debut.
This brought him on stage last night, and he goes, Phoenix, say something. The baby's just like,
Is he verbal yet?
Yeah.
I mean, he talks.
Yeah,
okay.
He says, Ata, and Adat, and Wisha.
As long as we're not waiting on.
He says the N-word. Yeah. He knows what. That's his first word was the N-word, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was to a Mexican guy. That was the weirdest thing.
Oh, he's so cute.
He is.
We should just have babies on the show,
dude. Yeah.
We should have our own babies with our wives.
Should we have babies
and then make them fight each other?
That's good. Tight. Baby fight club.
Or just grow them up through the podcast, like show their progression as humans from babies all the way to toddlers and into children.
I think that's a bad idea.
Should we do Cumtown Babies, like Muppet Babies?
Yeah. I don't know if
we
you just can have cum and babies in the same sentence. Stavros goes, can we talk about babies and cum at the same time?
Oh, we easy.
Yeah, you can.
We easy could.
Why don't you come down to Castle Bam Events on April 1st and shit in that son of a bitch?
I'll shit in it.
You're shitting in the jacuzzi?
You and Elzar just like
me and Elzar, we'll hold hands.
Well, it's a team event. Your buddy has to be in the piss tub as you shit in it, so it's a teamwork event.
Sounds good.
So you need to find somebody.
But you have to shit at 8:28 p.m.
He's like demoting Elazar to just sitting in the fucking tub.
This is just what I think trans people are doing in the bathroom.
Yeah, shitting on each other.
You make laws against it.
The other day, this is what I heard in the bathroom. I go in.
Yo, Tyrone.
What?
You taking a shit, dog?
Yeah.
Aye.
Man. Just wow, we're like a real talk show. We're getting little anecdotes.
Yeah.
I love it, dude.
You guys actually need to backtrack. You're like, this is getting way too organized.
Yeah, I know. We need a band guy that we can
To cut to?
To laugh at all.
Yeah, we
jokes.
Haven't really had a talking point in weeks. There was a story about an orangutan that got dressed up in lady it was like a prostitute orangutan in Indonesia.
Yeah, a bunch of Indonesian guys.
I found out that story was from 2003, so.
But pretty good.
It's a good story, yeah, I guess.
Just really old. So you guys aren't like informing your readers on updated shit.
No, I didn't look at the date on the article.
No, but it is funny to think about a monkey prostitute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially one wearing that, like, why would they need money for anything?
For bananas, dude.
Well, the owner, the person that enslaved you, right?
I like the idea that the monkey's buying bananas and shit with it.
Like, the monkey has an addiction.
No, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. I mean, it would be, honestly, if you had a whole system of nothing but orangutan prostitutes as a business, that would make way more sense.
Absolutely.
Supply and demand, there's nothing
They
else.
Have no law.
Well, there's
have
nothing
no...
else, but you don't, it's way lower overhead. Yeah. You don't have to pay for
they
well,
don't,
lawyers for one.
I guess. Depends on the upkeep on orangutans. Did you say orangutan?
Yeah, an orangutan.
So that's like a bigger...
No, they're small. Oh. You got to shave them every day.
You do have to shave the monkey.
Why do you have to shave them every day? Cause
so they'll stay fuckable.
So it looks like a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Vinny. Try and keep up, man. What the fuck?
Vinny, what the fuck, man?
Why
what, you
want to
fuck
again?
A hairy
why
monkey? Use your fucking
so
imagination.
You can fuck their ass pussy better.
Thank you, Bam.
Thank you, Bam.
Can you imagine walking into the fucking... Just the whorehouse with an ape in it.
Yeah.
And you go in the room and it's not shaved and you're like, this is disgusting.
This is unbelievable.
I
Yelp review it.
Yeah.
This is unreasonable.
It's one thing.
This monkey had hair on it.
Have you heard about the frumping going on in Copenhagen?
What's frumping?
There's an article out that they started writing tickets for frumpers. In the summertime, all these girls are always on their bicycles riding around with their skirts on. Uh-huh. So if they pull over to go in their, like, you know, Copenhagen 7-Eleven, whatever it's called, mm-hmm. they park their bike and then a frumper will want to run around the corner and huff their seat. Oh. Right, so many people were doing it, smelling the pussies of these seats. They call it frumping, and they could write you a ticket for it.
That's how Stop's parents met. Actually.
yeah.
Well, I was frumping her seat, and she was like, "Yo, what are you doing?" And then you know, and then we hit it off from there.
When Absolutely. Told me that story, I said, "So that's cool, because those guys in Copenhagen are like, dude, let's go to Minnesota, where it's totally legal to frump. We could just sniff girls' bike seats all day, and nobody."
Frumping sounds worse than just smelling pussy juice off
the bike.
That was a pussy huff.
Right?
I would call it pussy huffing personally.
Frumpers named themselves.
In Japan, they have vending machines where you could buy used panties so you could sniff them and jack one out.
We were just there in a sequence.
We were just there, yeah.
We were just there.
Really?
How many did you order out of the vending machine?
I don't know. It's like, it's weird because there's like tidbits about Japan that people hear and they're like, they hone in on the panty vending machine, but the entire country is like dedicated to rape anyways.
Yeah.
So the panty vending machines kind of fall by the wayside when you get there, and
it's like, oh, it's there.
Right, exactly. There's like an ambassador of rape on every
when you go to Disney and see the teacups, you're just like, this has been here.
Yeah, exactly.
I really like it when like the girls are in pain from fucking in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a fantasy.
What do you think, baby?
You have a little
baby?
Let's weigh in. How do you feel about Japanese rape?
So cute.
He's for it.
I know.
It's like when you play classical music to a baby and it's like better at math.
Like, yeah, he's like,
you gotta get your baby out of here, man.
Yeah. It's gonna be like 22.
Rape art.
Be 22 and he's like, why am I in jail?
Yeah, you know, in 20 years it might be a sport, guys. Like, we might be preparing him for something that could be an Olympic event in 25 years, the way this world's going.
Damn.
Yeah, so you guys no kids between any of you three, huh? That's it?
No,
absolutely not.
Yeah.
He's sterile.
I don't have teeth.
Yeah, and then we're gay. Yeah. So.
We're gay to get me and this guy.
Yeah.
So, and most of our sex involves just me spotting him at the gym. And
yeah.
Him cursing at me.
Maybe a fucking a bag of lotion in between these couch seats.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We chalk his asshole to make it more painful.
Yeah.
Cutting a watermelon in half, letting it sit in the sun so you can cup it like an ass and fuck it.
There's that show on Netflix where the guy gets his pillow pregnant and the pillow just talks to him.
Oh,
Big Mouth.
Yeah. That show's funny.
Was that the cartoon?
All the cartoons look like me in that show. That's what I like.
It's like what you said, the sex involved. I picture your pillow like, where have you been all night?
That's show for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. We have a big surprise.
Oh.
Our returning friend Mac Weldon Underwear.
Oh, look who the fuck came back.
Yeah, came crawling
back. Crawling
back,
you motherfuckers.
They thought they were too good to fucking sponsor our podcast. Well, guess
what? Wrong, bitch. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Their stock price plummeted.
Yeah. The 3 months they didn't advertise. They almost went out of business.
Mac Weldon is it's an underwear company that's Vinny. I'll just fill you in.
Yeah, just look me in the eyes.
Yeah, guys.
Do you wear underwear yourself?
Yes, I do. Well, I have some on now.
If it's not Mac Weldon,
take them off.
Fucking
put them in. Shove them up your ass. They're no good. And shit them out.
Flex your stomach muscles so rapidly that it sucks your underwear.
Just a lot of recycling with my old underwear.
Bam, take yours off. Put them in his ass too.
I don't rock any
underwear.
All Mac Weldon underwear is going in Vinny's
ass. On me, Bam. Do you remember? Bam got naked and just put his ass on my face.
I'm like, all right, I'm in now, I guess.
You're in the crew.
I tossed his salad last night, pretty much.
Damn.
Yeah, my girl liked it a little too much. She's like, can Bam come over tonight? We can do that again.
You ever think?
No, I'm just kidding.
You know, when you're a young boy and you're like, I can't wait to do comedy.
You've been meeting your heroes.
Fast forward.
On stage.
Guys, I'm doing a show with Bam on Tuesday. His ass is gonna be in my face.
Everyone in the audience thinking, that must be the luckiest guy in the world.
Dude, there were guys waiting for the thing. It's like, they're like, dude, is Bam going to do that in the VIP meet and greet? Is he just going to put his ass there and we can shove our faces in it?
Well, I bet if Bam was wearing Mack Weldon underwear,
his ass would have smelled a lot better.
It smelled a lot better because it's
silver ion.
It's naturally antimicrobial.
Quit talking about it and be about it. Let me get a pair.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get you a pair.
Yeah, we'll get it.
you can just go to MacWeldon.com and use promo code Pumptown to get 20% off. They actually changed the promo code, so I'll have to update that with them later.
Okay.
But, yeah, they have they sell underwear, crew necks and shit. Fucking socks,
a whole bunch of shit.
T-shirt. All guys stuff, you know?
Stuff for the
big
fellas.
Sizes. I'm a big dude. I'm
they got big sizes.
Oh, yeah, they got it for big boys.
Yeah, nice. Premium fabrics, simple shopping. It's very easy to use.
I
website.
Love that shit.
Check it out, man. I think.
Please do.
I think I
please
could use
do.
A new brand of underwear.
Mm-hmm. MacWeldon.com. But most important is that they're what is it? Antimicrobial
fabric.
Something like that.
Antimicrobial silver ions.
Yeah, they got silver ions and shit.
You got silver in there.
Yeah, some shit like
normally,
that.
I think, a chemical that can fuck you up, but...
But not anymore,
with
baby.
Mac Weldon underwear, it's good for you.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You guys backtracked to not having me want it. I was, like, on board to
no,
buy
you
it.
Do want it, right,
no,
Vinny?
Vinny, shut up. Vinny,
you want it, don't you, Vinny?
Vinny, this is why you're at the asses shoved in your face level. Yeah.
I'm cutting Vinny's mic.
And not kings of underwear level.
No, but I will go buy 100.
There he is.
No, truly, we are glad to have... Mac
thank
Weldon,
you, Mac Weldon.
Back in the family. So check them out. Smart designs, premium fabric, simple shopping. MacWeldon.com, promo code Cumtown for 20% off.
That's
and
right.
And I will update the promo code once they email me back because they
in post production.
I don't think that they want cum in the promo code.
Okay.
Yeah.
So try a bunch of stuff. Cumtown, town.
Tried, yeah.
Try Nick Mullen podcast.
Just try different promo codes
until you get something that works.
Like right. You guess your friend's password on his laptop.
Yes. You're going to have to brute force the website to figure out the correct promo code. MacWeld. Anyways.
MacWeld, baby.
And here we are back.
Wow.
At doing the show.
Back to talking.
Back to talking.
Back
like
to
we
saga.
Were already doing.
Mm-hmm.
Discussing
we
the
were
product
just
that y'all personally
yeah,
use.
We that we enjoy.
Yep.
Specifically enjoy very
oh,
much.
Oh, 100%. Hold one second. Sorry.
What's that?
Oh. Yeah. That's one of our classic
oh, that's good for you?
Bam
you like
liked
that,
Bam?
Bam's laughing.
That's
the first thing
Bam's,
Bam's laughed at.
Heart, yeah. Dude. Yeah. You just give yourself pink eye?
Yeah.
That's what the glasses are for, to block
yeah.
the pink eye
I
farts.
Can see fine. It's just, it's a protective layer against all the shit particles on this microphone.
I just suck a fart out of my buddy Hannah's ass once for a scavenger hunt.
That wasn't even for the show. That was just
oh, real quick. Mac Weldon, hunt. If you don't like him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's the
what
most important
almost
part.
Forgot.
So get this.
Back to the
you go, back to the read. Yeah. You get the fucking Mac Weldon underwear. If you don't like it, you call them up. They'll refund you.
The
no
whole thing. You
asked.
Keep them.
You keep the underwear.
Right after his fart.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
You fart in him.
That jogged his memory.
Sucking yeah. the shit crystals in his leaky ass.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I
do have a leaky
and
ass.
The thing is they're short stocked on the big underwear, so I might get some of your old ones mm-hmm. that you
exactly.
sent back.
No, they don't. You don't send them back. You get to keep the underwear.
And they send you your money.
They give you your money back, and you get to keep
can
the
you
underwear.
Believe it?
We're going to like them, though, because they're great. So it's
yeah,
not,
so
that's
you can,
not even an option.
You can
really.
Get them, put them on, and then you call them up. You're like, I immediately shit myself. I want my money back. And they'll refund you your money.
That might be the one clause that they're like, listen.
No, I've
no
done
they
it
won't.
Myself numerous times.
They won't. Yep.
That's great.
Anyway.
So what's this party? What's going to happen at the party beyond the
it's,
the
it's
toilet
a new bowl room? That we built. It's like a one of a kind bowl,
mm-hmm.
and skaters could. The more you pump it, the faster you could go, and it's like perfect for like a skate contest or a jam. So, we're having a grand opening for that, and then having Yellow Wolf play. I got these big lights showing up with gnarly Street Bike Tommy from Nitro Circus, Travis Pastrana. They're showing up. He's
oh,
catering
shit.
The event because he has a. Barbecue called Looney Bin Barbecue. Wow.
Travis Pastrana's a barbecue guy.
No, Street Bike Tommy.
Oh, I was hoping okay. he would
which
have.
Which makes more sense.
Tommy, why isn't he barbecue? Tommy
Pastrami's.
Yeah.
Tony Pastrami's.
Yeah,
even
like the
Travis,
name of
Travis,
the
Travis
Pastrami.
He should have a pastrami. Travis Pastrami.
Yeah.
Pastrami's not have, barbecue, though.
Yeah, it's but I'm barbecue, saying Travis Pastrana should have a pastrami business.
Yeah.
Called Travis Pastrami.
Yeah.
I think it's unbelievable that he hasn't opened it yet. So
actually have it in the barbecue business incorporated, like some kind of barbecue pastrami.
No, I think it's a totally separate thing.
You should have a restaurant that. You ever heard of dung beetles?
Which is like shit food?
No. They take these dung beetles from cow shit and they boil them, and they've considered it a delicacy over
Who's
there.
Who's they?
Where is he? In Burma.
Yeah, he's been more places like, than all of us.
He's like, in Jersey.
Yeah.
If you go to like,
it smells so bad.
One of my neighbors. If you go to like Bandar Seri Begawan or Burma,
really?
Yeah. They
let's get into it. I feel bad.
Dung beetles.
They
boil the dung beetles that come from shit, and then they eat them.
Interesting. Because they don't know that they're playing with shit.
I think they know.
The beetle?
The beetle doesn't know what it's doing.
I was just talking about it.
They're like, look at all these resources.
Like,
they think it's oil.
Like, if you try to get snake piss soup, it would be very expensive.
Really? In Burma?
Snake piss soup.
Interesting. Yeah.
Why would it be expensive?
Just because it's hard to get. It's a delicacy. Yeah.
To boil
Does
them
it taste
then...
good?
Go capture a snake and try to make him piss into a goddamn cup.
I'm going to do it. Now, what's the pussy like over in Burma?
See, I don't know.
They call it.
It's got glass in it.
Interesting. Well, I was wondering. They got a military dictatorship over there, right?
I think they did, like, 40 years ago?
Oh.
I don't
remember.
That's where Pol Pot was, or was that Cambodia?
No, that's Cambodia.
Pol Pot.
Pol Pot was a dictator.
Right,
this
guy
killed
a bunch
of guys. That's the keyboarder from Turbo Negro.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, no, they were communists.
Well, that was
Pol Pot.
Yeah. Well, that was one fun thing we did about the show last night. Bam knows the capital of any country in the world, so we were just shouting out to the fans.
Any country?
Yeah, so he was saying, people were just shouting out weird countries, and he was saying them, and people were amazed. And then one douche goes, Vermont! You know, and it just ruined the whole thing. Yeah. He's saying some pretty exotic countries, and Bam's just banging them out. Yeah. And they tried to stump him with Vermont.
What's Zaire?
Zaire.
That doesn't count.
Zaire
doesn't
is Lusaka.
Whoa, Zaire!
What an interesting skill to have.
I would never have guessed you'd.
This
know
is
that.
Why it's because it's kind of like if you relate it to music. Like, all right, Back in Black. Oh, AC/DC. Sweet Child of Mine. Oh, Guns N' Roses. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Oh, Def Leppard. It's that, but
that
only
skill?
Capitals. So when you say, you know, Namibia, I say Windhoek. It's just the same
That's
thing.
That's such a different skill.
Yeah, or like Ivory Coast, like you know, Abuja.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a fun part of the show because fans like. It allowed the fans to get involved and just yell whatever the hell they wanted out, you know, so it was fun.
All right, fuck.
Wow,
about
the party, though, I mean, like...
Well, hold on. This is going to be the next 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, we'll try this out.
Yeah.
But then the real challenge is for me to think of the name
Countries.
Of a country.
Yeah.
Let's go around the thing.
Very difficult.
All right. I love it.
Everybody name a country.
I heard.
Name any country.
What's
I got nothing.
Scandinavia.
Well, Scandinavia, that's Norway,
that's
Oslo, and then that's Sweden, Stockholm, and then that's Finland,
Damn, this
Helsinki,
motherfucker's even
and then Estonia,
countries.
Tallinn, and then Latvia, Riga.
And Denmark. Yeah.
Copenhagen.
Denmark.
My man.
Scandinavia is Denmark.
Amsterdam.
Copenhagen
is
Denmark.
Amsterdam is a city in the Netherlands.
That's Netherlands, yeah. Bangkok. South Africa is Pretoria or Johannesburg.
Like, Central Stage.
What?
To plug in.
Yonkers.
Uzbekistan.
Tashkent.
Damn.
Whoa.
Damn.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Georgia.
Bolivia.
Tbilisi. Bolivia. La Paz.
And
God
Sucre.
Damn.
No. There's two.
Well, there's two.
Yeah.
La Paz and Sucre or Santa Cruz.
Suriname.
Paramaribo.
Montana.
Damn. Bam is the smartest
Djibouti.
Guy I know.
Djibouti.
Djibouti is Djibouti.
You couldn't even say it.
Djibouti?
You couldn't even say it. He's like, he's trying to think of shit and he just stumps himself trying to stump Bam.
Is Antarctica a country?
No. Well, the only place.
Oh, we got him!
Well,
technically
not. It's called Ross Ice Shelf. There's no town in Antarctica. It's called Ross Ice Shelf.
Town one. Bam
Sorry, dog. Seems like we gotcha. That's the secret. Find an uninhabitable place.
How about the fucking moon, asshole? You figure that one out?
Damn.
Fuck.
Let's do one more quick round. This is fun. Fuck. Albania,
Tyrene.
Fuck.
God damn. I mean, it's like, also, I don't know. So
yeah,
if
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
no,
I'm like
if I'm
thinking.
Like Germany, you're like, I don't know.
Germany,
like,
Berlin.
Dumbledore from like, wow, this guy's genius.
Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan?
Yeah.
Almaty.
God.
Is it
damn.
That
where Borat was from? Where was
no,
Borat?
It's Kazakhstan. That's Astana.
Can you do the
My
states?
Sister.
Too? You have to be able to do the states.
They're too easy.
Can you do all the presidents in order?
No.
Why don't you go on Jeopardy?
Because I would lose.
Because there
would
just be about geography.
It's,
then.
It's more about, it's like,
if there
Scrabble,
was Geography Jeopardy, then I would win.
There is Geography Jeopardy.
Yeah,
that's
but then
thing.
But then there would be the anything other shit else. That I don't know. Yeah. You would ask me who won the football game last year. I'd say, I don't know, Steelers.
Yeah. Who won the football game?
The football game.
Who won the hockey game? I don't know, the Flyers. Who won the basketball game? I don't know, the Sixers.
You're just saying everybody from fucking Philly.
What about
Jeopardy now is just like exclusively autistic people though.
Yeah,
I feel like it wasn't like that when I was growing up, but yeah. Now it's now just how deep into the
spectrum. Well, how do
no,
they
I agree. I yearn for the days where it was just
yeah, like
pussy
they have the craziest questions, and there's some Rain Man people.
It used
like,
to be Leisure
what river
Suit.
Was Lincoln floating down during the war of whatever? Like, yeah. Oh, that must have been the. Potomac River. Well, oh,
it was like, all it was all like, you know, academics before, and now it's just some guy like, you know, burning a hole through the camera with his dead eyes and drooling all over the.
What
desk.
About when Trebek stares like, at the yeah. autism people and he
here's,
them, like,
here's a Jeopardy
well,
question.
Andrew, you recently switched to skin.
The guy's just
what's
like,
that like? He's like, oh, he's pretty good.
I got a Jeopardy question. Mm-hmm. How many pussy rings does Nikki have?
Ding.
Pussy. Your wife?
Yeah.
You know what? And you just made him
that
feel so uncomfortable.
How many?
That didn't no, register. Yeah.
Well, including or excluding her butthole pierced.
Why
would that
your
be?
You're the one asking. So.
All right, so not including the butthole pierced.
But now he's like letting you know. He's like, what about the guy she killed last week?
By pussy rings, I thought
yeah,
you
it's like
a
tool
like
box. It looks like a tackle
yeah,
box. No,
yeah,
it's a
yeah.
tackle box.
You split
like,
her open and see yeah, how right. old she is.
Yeah. How old the tree is. I thought that's what you meant by pussy rings.
How much money would
the
Jeopardy box uh-huh. would it be?
Yeah, you know, when she goes to the airport, she dings. When I eat her out, it's like French embraces.
Wow, that's love, guys.
Yeah, that's real love.
She's like a magician. I'll never know it.
Yeah, yeah. Put them together. Yeah.
Are magnets a problem?
Oh, what? If, yeah, what if you put magnets there? They'd be all over the place.
You so you got your pussy? You got your pussy pierced shut? Is that dick so bad? She got the pussy pierced shut. I apologize. Man. I have tremendous respect for you.
No, I only have five pussy rings.
Oh,
five?
Just five.
Wait, so it's uneven? There's no, three on one side.
Oh, the lack of symmetry is going to, like, Nick isn't going to talk the rest of the episode. He's just going to be, like, thinking about it.
No, that bothers
it.
Me.
Yeah.
You can have three on one side and two on the other. That's weird.
Is it the
no,
clip?
Two even
and one.
Sides up. Yeah.
Two, two, and
saying?
One, I would guess, right?
What do you mean?
Like
oh,
a clip
okay.
piercing
okay.
and then.
All right.
Like a house of cards, kind of, like, you know, looks like a church.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I'm happy my girl isn't here, man. She'd have some ideas. She's into tattoos and piercings. She's got, like, five in her ear right here.
Yeah.
So
that's a much more
yeah,
standard
we're already
place.
At pussy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah
so you don't
yeah.
top that story with,
your
like,
girl
well,
has
I got my ear
earrings.
Last week.
Yeah.
I got a stud at Claire's.
Yeah, it's got to be like a kidney pierce. Like, you put it up yeah. her ass and pierce it. That's the only way you top
Yo, my girl
five pussy piercings.
Dude, my girlfriend's
crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
She got her ears pierced.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you like piercing pussies.
Wait, Bam,
let's get
back on
mic.
Let's get back
on
mic.
Say
you
again,
on mic.
You got to
be on mic.
I was trying to stick a hot poker up my ass and rip my dick off.
Yep. Yep.
No, but we would come up with these ideas with Jackass, and they would try to pass it through. And I said, you know what? Mike Tyson bit off Evander Holyfield's ear. How about... I'm in a boxing ring with Evander Holyfield, and then he tries to bite off my ear. And they're like, you're willing to have half your ear missing for a skit? I'm like, fuck yeah. You know the street creds I'll have when I have a half-assed ear, and they say, how did that happen? Evander Holyfield bit it off?
Yeah.
And you don't believe me? Look it up on the interweb.
You should have gotten Tyson to bite it off.
He'll, or that. I would do that as well.
I don't know if he'd be able to control himself.
He's available.
What I want to do
yeah,
is
he
be
might,
raped
he might
by
just start
Ryan.
Having sex with you.
That would be a cool prank.
That was a good
Robin Gibbons with a strap.
Dude, biting
on
an ear is like
just
the bottom of your elbow. There's no pain.
What was that, man? I'm sorry. We were laughing
sorry.
About this
I was
rape.
Saying biting this part of my ear off, it doesn't hurt at all. It's
oh,
like it's
yeah.
like pinching the bottom of your elbow. You don't feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, if you like... piercing whatever. Look,
piercing
got,
your pussy.
Hey, go to BlueChew.com.
This is the second.
This is our second sponsor. This is our favorite.
We're big customers.
Of this
because our shit doesn't work.
It's generic
dick pills.
Yeah, generic dick pills. So you can get the like it's generic. It's the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Well, Boner Boy right here doesn't have a problem getting a hard on, so.
Well, even if you don't.
Congrats.
I mean, it's
is that like your superhero name, Boner Boy?
Boner Boy.
I don't have a problem not killing myself. I don't need, like, not need cocaine to also, you know, have
yeah,
a good day.
Yeah. I get an extra hard
dick. It adds
dick.
To it. Yeah,
yeah,
so
exactly.
It's the same ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, but it's chewable, mm-hmm. so it works faster. It's a subscription service. Like, you don't need to go to a doctor.
For children or?
Any, yes. Literally anybody.
I guess, theoretically.
Theoretically, yeah. As long as you
if you're a child
18
with
on
a
the
limp dick.
Form, it doesn't matter.
Why don't you take one now and then fuck the couch and we'll see if it really works.
That's a. We'll
do you,
could,
they
yeah.
give you samples for the guests to see
we,
if it's an
unfortunately,
yeah, we took them all.
Took them all.
Yeah, we did get samples.
Hey, I'll take one now and then I can bone her in the bathroom because I have a babysitter right now.
Yeah,
right.
That's true. We could give like, you a, we could give hundreds you a of dollars of free dick pills a month.
Yeah, it's
really?
The only,
consume
it's the best part of the
what do you get more of, underwear yeah. or the dick pills?
Easily the dick pills.
Easily yeah.
the
dick pills.
And we have
might
more
need
use
more underwear.
Dick pills.
If you
can walk around with a hard
get.
On with no pussy lined up?
It's fun. You've never taken a Cialis. It's a great time. You're walking around.
Yeah, that's what Don Vito would do. Don Vito would, R.I.P. Don Vito would take Viagra and then he would go to the bar with a fucking raging hard on with no pussy lined up.
Don't knock it until you've done it. It's
yeah,
a lifestyle.
Don Vito.
Yeah.
It just is take one to go chill. Yeah. It's like going to my boy's house. Let me take this Viagra mm-hmm, real right. quick. Mm-hmm.
What are you guys yeah. going to do? I'm going to go chill
yeah.
my body.
Yeah. I'm going to yeah. go to the bar.
But floor. My dick's going to look great in my sweatpants yeah. while I do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. yeah. yeah, I wear gym shorts.
It's not good for your heart, I feel
it.
Like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's bad for your heart. But when you're fat
as shit.
No, it's
actually not bad for your heart.
Really?
Yeah, it like lowers your. I have high blood pressure. Which I did not put on the form when I signed it.
yeah, yeah. But please don't lie on the form.
Please don't lie on the form. They got, I think, mad at us last time.
Because we told people to do it, but don't.
But, yeah, no, I don't think it does.
Everybody's
I mean,
lying
look,
on the form.
Look, they got a fucking doctor that looks into all this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you got a doctor.
He's a real doctor.
I'm taking one of these
you
pills right
up,
now. I'm going to go work up a boner.
All right.
Yeah, you sign please up for do. The for the website. They send it to you in discreet packaging, okay?
Yeah.
Because I know you don't want to have people know that you're ordering dick pills.
That your dick
the
is limp as hell.
Right. They send it to you from custom medicine.
It says custom medicine
on the package, mm-hmm. so there's nothing suspicious about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They work?
What's that?
Are they work?
Yeah, they work.
Oh,
right.
They work, baby. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can choose whether you want the I can't remember if it's sildenafil or Tadalafil.
So which one's like the Cialis version?
I think Tadalafil or whatever.
Tadalafil or something.
And you
is
just
Cialis
chew it up.
Mm-hmm.
And
chew
like
it up.
Done.
They got
well, Cialis yeah. is a kind of like.
That's like an old. That's like a 24-hour.
Yeah,
it's more than that.
That's what I liked about
dude,
it.
Dude, I take it in the fucking. I take it in the morning with vitamins.
Really?
Yeah, I treat it like a vitamin.
Yeah,
you put it in your like Monday, Tuesday,
no,
Wednesday.
I chew it up. They taste
like
good.
Testosterone
they do.
Yeah, yeah. They taste good. Like
they're like
candy almost. Yeah.
Except your mm-hmm. dick gets all fucking hard the whole mm-hmm. day.
That yeah. is exactly.
You ever eat
the
too many? Is there like a OD on?
No.
Your dick explode or something? No, no, no. How many have you had?
How many have I had? Lifetime or
like in one sitting? Like four?
Two or three?
Yeah, yeah
two
that's
or three.
A lot, right?
Yeah. To get your dick hard as
Jack's
shit?
A customer,
one will do
so
it.
He's got a
yeah.
bad question.
One will do it. You just, I've gotten impatient and taken an extra one.
Like,
and
just because it didn't get right away?
You?
unfortunately, we don't. But listen, we'll get some to you, buddy.
Yeah,
you
can meet we can meet you at Westside
yeah, let's
Club.
Introduce the random guy who just started talking for the radio listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he gave it to you.
Bam is taking a dick pill off. Right now.
Yeah, he's out
so
there.
So he
literally
in our buddy. What's your name, buddy? I'm sorry.
Joe. Everybody calls me Keen.
Keen's in, and you said you have taken dick pills and walked around.
I've taken Cialis because, like, a buddy of mine gave me some. I was like, what do I need these for?
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, trust me, you'll like them. And then I found out one night of drinking and, you know, doing enough booger sugar that I was like, duh, it's not going to work. I was like, I'll take one of these Cialis, like, mm-hmm. right now before I get home with this
say
lady.
Blue Chew for
yeah,
the story.
Say you take
for
Blue Chew.
Say you
no,
took Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
Chew
is a customer testimony.
I don't think he heard the rules at the beginning, Joe.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. It's the same drug, except it's,
Blue Chew is what we want.
Yeah. I mean,
I take
it's
Blue
like a generic.
What if you're a...
It's the same active ingredient.
What if you're a blood gang member and you can't do anything with the color blue?
You keep it a secret. That's
you
what
just
the
keep it a
packaging is for.
That could
packaging.
Be a big deal
yeah.
in the
yeah.
streets if there's like some blood member out there taking Blue Chew and no one.
I don't know.
True.
I think
it'd be
is.
Nice if they were that technical. About
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. You're like rocking.
Could be a big company one day.
24 hours,
have to
man.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
Wind blows right, and you're like, oh.
Well, yeah. All the pills are manufactured in the United States, so if you're
so,
a, if you're a patriot,
take that. Yeah, if you love this country and you want your dick to get hard the American way,
right.
you take Blue Chew.
You want those white blue mm-hmm. collar workers to keep their jobs.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
turn into fascists. You'll buy Blue
That's
Chew.
That's right.
If you don't buy Blue Chew,
if you
you're
don't
a
buy
fascist.
Blue Chew, you're helping fascism.
Yeah.
Because NAFTA or something.
Yeah. That's true.
NAFTA, sure. They're handling a lot of things.
Yes, but it's they're chewable, so it gets into your system faster. Mm-hmm. Take them anytime, day or night. It's cheaper mm-hmm. than the other
two. How was that pill, Bam? How's your dick feeling?
Not working yet.
It's not if working like yet. Sex, kind of immediate.
But soon it'll be so hard.
Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office. Anyways, go to BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN. C-U-M-T-O-W-N. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code CUMTOWN.
CUMTOWN.
Vinny, check it out.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Please do, buddy.
Then it's free. You just pay for the shipping.
We're going to check it out.
We are back.
I think we should even video on Instagram once we get the pills for Bam, and we'll just take them.
Yeah, please. You know. Please show us your hard dick when
yeah.
it finally
yeah.
gets going.
Yeah, I'd love
to. Send us a pic. Get results.
Post your
yeah.
dick yeah. on social media and use hashtag BlueChew.
Bam's no problems.
Congrats,
Bam.
I think
it's it was
nice
more
that you have a hard dick, man.
Yeah. Be taking them just
log
for the-
on to Club Penguin. Yeah. Yeah. Post your dick.
Keen came through with a nice burn. He said, right. Bam doesn't have much to fill up. So yeah. I just wanted to get that on the... on the record.
So
that Bam has a small penis.
Yeah, it's like a tuna can.
Yeah. Ooh.
He calls
that's
it
fun.
A tuna can. And
I love how MTV can't show a lot of things, but when I broke my tailbone in February and had to get an x-ray of it, you could see an outline of my x-ray dick, and they had no problem showing it on national television.
Hell
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it seems like they would always tell you guys, like, they draw the line somewhere, but then another skit would, like, why didn't we do that if uh-huh. we're doing this? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're okay with us putting a car in our butt, why can't we do this? So it's
yeah,
like they always, like, maybe, did they ever change executives during the making
camera.
Of Jackass 1 to, like, Jackass 3.5?
Isn't all that shit arbitrary anyways? The network just wants to, like... Some it's somebody's job to say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Like you
like
can't just. There's a person hired that they can't just watch your episode and say, "Well, that looks like it's good to go." No, yeah. They have to have a list of complaints because if they don't, then they didn't do their
yeah.
job,
right.
which causes us problems.
That's why you got to put a red herring in everything. You always.
That's
like,
yeah. That's why we go over the top. So we know
yeah,
that they're
yeah.
gonna delete
black
shit.
Man behind the pickup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Well, we can't do that one." And I'm like, guess who got their penis on daytime television?
So true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Oscar season.
As Bam's swinging the mic around his baby's head.
So, Bam, are you voting for Bernie? Yeah.
Who's that?
Even better. Just endorse, full-throated endorsement of Bernie Sanders from
Thank
Bam Margera.
Thank you, Bam. Just get it out there.
You should just, you should, you should.
He's an old man running for
I'll
president.
Do well with voting.
As yeah. a favor, just
I love that, Bam.
Promote
that?
Bernie Sanders and not know who he is.
Yeah.
I bet you Bernie would know who Bam was, though.
I don't yeah. think Bernie knows where he is.
No, I don't
really?
Think. Yeah. I think Bernie's about to die.
I don't think Bernie's
He's an
80-year-old
Jewish man.
Since, like, 1983.
Well, yeah.
Did,
yeah.
We did a show not about a month ago with Artie Lang, and he said that the playing a round of golf with Donald Trump was one of the funnest days of his life.
Yeah,
like,
well, because every other day was sucking dick for heroin.
Yeah. Yeah. See that photo of him with his nose all caved?
Yeah, yeah, his
yeah.
nose is fucked
every
up.
Photo
yeah.
of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
How do you?
Oh, I didn't want to shoot up, so I just sniffed my nose off.
Yeah. Yeah. Artie looks like he's just been in a wind tunnel for the yeah. last 10
well,
years.
Well, heroin addicts always have that thing where they try to hide their marks with a sleeve, but he can't yeah. put a sleeve
he's
over his
He's hiding
face.
It by drawing attention to his face.
Yeah. So he put up a cartoon of him putting cocaine on a frying pan and then smacking himself in the face. I thought that was the funniest shit.
Yeah, that's a tough look, man.
I don't want to show these track marks, so I'll just have my nose cave in.
Yeah. Well, I brought him to a show in Connecticut. My friends were like, you just made us pay $40, and it looks like you just punched a homeless guy in the face 20 yeah. times. Yeah. And then I look at Elzar, I said, guess what we're doing for the next gig, buddy?
Yeah, shit.
Beating him up, making him look like Artie. Save
ooh.
The money.
Bootleg Artie Lang. Mm-hmm. That's a smart move.
So what's the movie?
Did he fix that thing?
Nah, he's no. fucked.
No, he's yeah,
he's in
he's
rehab now. I mean,
it would
looks
be
better.
Hilarious.
I seen a picture of him like a couple days ago, and he looked a lot better, man.
He
a
should
lot
get,
better,
he
but
should
they're not going to release
like
it until he's officially better because he could go back off.
He should oh, you get got, like a Gen 1 nose job, like a Michael Jackson nose job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Artie with a little ass nose.
Michael.
A little ass white girl nose.
He should do the skin thing like Michael, but the opposite. Like in a few years, Artie's just black now.
Blackface.
He should do blackface.
He's just doing like BET specials. 1987
hosting
the Hip Hop Awards. And shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So did Don Vito get a lot of pussy?
Not a lot, but
he for
fucked,
Don Vito.
But there was times where I was just like,
whoa,
how the fuck is
this
fucker
like this
getting
guy,
this chick
yeah.
right
really?
Now and her boyfriend or husband
said that she has a hall pass for Vito. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's outside of the hotel waiting for her to get finished fucking.
What's my list? What?
But no, yeah. she wasn't bad looking.
Really?
She was like a 7.
Yeah.
Hey, he fucked a 7
for Don Vito. That's a 15.
While her husband waited
on he fucked or whatever. It doesn't make sense. He's like, yeah, she showed up to the show already crying.
I fucked Veronica Vaughn and she was one piece of ice. Yeah, I know, but I know a buddy
Billy
who
Madison
who did.
Yep.
Yeah. I know a buddy.
But a buddy of mine did. I've seen that movie. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Yeah. The Michael Jackson documentary?
I heard about it.
We heard about it today. I didn't see it.
He's not crazy. Not guilty at all.
He's not guilty. Coming from a guy who was at the
free Michael.
It's like an OJ thing where it's like he did the crime,
right?
But
so he did it.
Yeah,
but we don't.
But he's not. Yeah, I wouldn't convict
him. He's not guilty.
No, yeah, I would in a court of law.
Look, if you send your child to a place called Neverland Ranch, to hang out and sleep in the same bed as a man who like giggles and rides like a magical train around his property. You raped your kid.
Yeah.
You might as well have sucked your own son's penis.
Really, I didn't see it, but did he pay the parents?
Fuck yeah.
Of course he paid the parents.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
In fact, why nothing came out is because like the parents would compete to have their kid molested the most.
Mm-hmm. What if you knew your kid was gay anyway? Does that matter?
Yeah. I
think you don't
want to
be molested
thing.
If you're gay.
I don't know if it's like.
I don't know if a
5-year old gay.
Yeah, I was raped repeatedly from age 4 until 11.
But
thank
I was
God
gay.
I'm gay. That would have been a real doozy if I weren't a homosexual.
To me for some
yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Wasn't a very good documentary.
No, not very good.
What's this?
2 minutes
to wrap it up. Okay, we got one more read,
yeah.
And then you can just like as long as we can chill and
yeah, you
can
chill.
Just do the show
for
another.
Yeah, is that cool?
15 minutes.
Yeah, dude, cool.
Or you can just like you know you can dip now or whatever. I mean, like thanks.
Well,
for going
yeah,
on. This was cool.
CastleBamEvents.com. Check it out. April 1st, we're having a big party.
Come check out our show tomorrow night.
Once again, CastleBamEvents.com. Also tonight we have a show in Connecticut, and then tomorrow we have a show in New York at what?
WestsideComedyClub.com. Go get tickets. 7 to 10 o'clock. Stavros, you guys, if you want to come hang.
I'll be shitting really in the hot tub.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you guys see us having a show, pop by, because we always have a few stand-ups go up before BAM.
Cool.
Does a Q&A and storytelling stuff. So, yeah, more the merrier. You know, tonight, Bijou Theater, get tickets, nomadscomedyclub.com. Thank you, guys.
You want to get a pick of the boys in BAM?
Yeah.
All right, BAM, you want to get in on this, brother?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Thanks. Honestly, I appreciate Adam here. There's fucking 12 other people here. He's like, yo, you want to take the picture?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Cool, guys.
Yep, just taking a pic during the podcast, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually
there,
a big Stavros fan,
yeah.
Believe it or not. Dude, I love this fucking dude.
Thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
You're a massive inspiration to us.
For real,
thanks,
dude.
Guys.
And
yeah. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for doing
man.
The show, bro.
Yeah.
I was going to go get a skateboard to see if you can do that ollie.
Yeah. He can't fucking ollie. Dude.
Yeah,
he's
I was lying. I was
well,
lying.
I'll tell you what, we can bet on whether or not Stavros can do that ollie. At
betdsi.com. BetDSI. I will, dude. I'll go. Right. I'll go oiled up.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks. We're still doing the show here.
I'm
later,
yeah.
Dog.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
We'll get out of here in like 15.
Yeah.
Is that cool? Yeah. We got.
Yeah. For
hey,
sure,
yeah,
man.
Thanks for coming
yeah,
on.
Yeah. We got. Yeah. 13 minutes. Then we're good.
Yeah. 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 Cool.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good, man.
Of course. BetDSI.com.
BetDSI.com.
guys, I've been waiting for 45 minutes to tell you about BetDSI.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we can just be alone together now.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank
Without
God.
Interruptions of the outside world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about their 24/7 customer service.
It's really nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet
you. Great to meet you.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats on the child.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the pussy.
And the pussy rings.
Yeah,
yeah,
congrats
yeah.
on the
yeah,
pussy
yeah.
rings. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
they got a website you can check out and an award-winning mobile app.
I love
the
that
Bet
kind
DSI
of shit.
Yeah, I love it.
Award-winning mobile app. They've been in business 20 years mm-hmm. paying out winners.
I love when
can
the,
you believe
they pay
that?
Out winners.
Can you believe such a thing?
No.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I honestly can't.
Right.
I think that's really just something special.
That they pay out winners.
That's really something nice.
That's
yeah.
neat.
That's really, you know what? There are a couple of good guys over there at BetDSI.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And,
you know,
they
got live in-game
service,
wagering.
Live in-game engagements. Mm-hmm. So anytime you're doing the you
play.
Hold on.
Is there?
What?
Is there any problem here? Anyway, sorry.
No, they don't
okay.
have any problem.
Later, bye.
Been in business 20 years. They got an easy-to-use mobile playing interface, play when get paid. Mm-hmm. They offer odds on pretty much everything else, too, including all major sporting events, politics, reality TV.
Yep.
Pretty much everything else.
Pretty yeah. much everything.
You can bet.
Like getting your dick sucked.
Here's what we're going to be betting on this week.
Oh,
I guess they're all leaving now.
Yeah, they're all leaving.
Now, here we are.
Hey, we got 10 more minutes on the show. Is that all right?
Yeah,
get on the air.
Yeah,
you
want to
get
the mic.
Grab
tell
the mic.
Stuff.
Get on
yeah,
the show.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
so this
one.
Is
the red one.
The red one, yeah.
All right, yeah. The black one. Both yeah. of them are still alive, right?
Those are both still alive. Yeah,
get in there.
This is the owner of the club here in Yonkers. What's your name, sir?
Gene DiNapoli.
Gene DiNapoli.
Guys,
this is going to be great. Because this is a much better format.
It's actually better.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gene's all over
my
it.
First rodeo.
40-year entertainer, Gene.
What's the club? Let's plug the club. Yeah. Where are we
where
right
are
now?
We?
Well, we're at Central Stage on Central Avenue.
You want to hold the mic a little closer. Sorry,
Central
yeah.
Stage on Central Avenue in Yonkers, New York.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And this is a music and comedy and live entertainment venue.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just this week alone, we have... a salsa show tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
A disco show on Friday.
Hell yes, dude.
A black comedy show early on Saturday.
I love black comedy.
A country band Saturday night. Sunday afternoon, we have a brunch with drag queens.
Oh, geez,
oh that's
yeah,
a
popular one.
Sunday
like
night,
that.
We have a show that's dedicated to Woodstock.
Yeah. Whoa, that is honestly
this is
a wild lineup. That's
pretty
beautiful.
Awesome.
That sounds
and
fun,
also,
dude.
It was just Bam Margera and his... I don't know, simpleton friend from Connecticut.
Yeah, Vinny. Now that Vinny left, driver. we can really talk
we can,
some real
yeah.
shit, can't we?
We can make fun of Vinny and his Thrasher hoodie and yeah. Thrasher hat.
quoting Billy Madison.
No, interrupting
as a
Bam
bit.
Quoting Billy Madison to also quote it.
You seen that show Big Mouth on Netflix?
Anyways, real quick. So the, when you sign
we gotta
up,
finish this
yeah,
line.
We gotta finish this
quick.
Ad, and our sponsor,
BetDSI.com.
Yeah. You a betting man?
You bet. You bet.
I can't say that in public.
Okay.
Well,
this
online sports bets.
Yeah.
All above board.
And when you sign up, you want to make sure you use promo code CUM120, CUM120, so they know we sent you. When you sign up, you got some options. You can just play and cash out. You can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before you played at the tables. It's got a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. So if you're going to be in the sports book, which is where we like to gamble.
We love being in the sports book.
Use promo code CUM120, CUM120, up to $1,000. They're going to give you 60% bonus cash, which will turn $1,000 into $1,600 to play with.
Free cash, baby. Nice.
My dad was a professional gambler.
Really?
Yeah. He used to travel the world
shooting
dice.
Really?
So one day we'd have $1 million in the house, and the next day we'd be begging for $20 for gas.
That's wild.
Wow.
It was a wild ride.
Where'd you grow up?
The Bronx.
All right.
I still live there.
Just down the road.
Day, what?
Just down the road.
Yeah. I remember one day coming home from school and sitting in my living room was Bruno Sammartino, Mario Andretti, Phil Esposito, and Leo DeRocher from the Brooklyn Dodgers.
What?
Because in Atlantic City back in the 80s, every casino had like a sports figure, as a Goodwill ambassador.
Yeah.
And my father got to know them all, and they came to my house for lunch one day, and I walked in, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, this was a great upbringing as a kid.
That's wild.
But then I know what gambling does to you, you know.
Sure.
So.
Mm-hmm. Some
I gamble
stuff.
On business.
I've lost a bunch of money this year.
Yeah.
Gambling.
You lost a bunch of money in cryptocurrency. You heard of that?
Yeah,
you heard of such a thing?
Yeah, kind of shit.
Yeah. It's fun. It's nice.
It's nice, but if you want to lose money like that, just give me your money. I'll throw it down the toilet.
You got you, Nick.
Or you give me $5,000, I'll give you 500 tickets to any show you want here.
Yeah. You 500 tickets, you can go see black comedy.
First time you're up $7,000, it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. You can just print money. But then you're down $14,000. It's like, well, it'll come back. And then you're down $32,000, and it's like, well, I guess I'll just file my taxes.
Yeah.
And stop trying.
My father told me, if you really want to hear the machines go off, take a roll of quarters, go to a payphone, put them in, and hang up.
Yeah.
It's the same noise when the coins come out as the, you know, so I lived both sides of the
okay.
coin.
Yeah.
So you're not a gambling man.
No, I gamble on business, like I said.
Right.
How'd you get into comedy?
Well, when it's not comedy. It's an entertainer. I'm an entertainer for 40 years.
Okay. What kind of entertainment?
Well, I was at one time America's youngest Elvis impersonator.
Oh. Yeah, you when do I was resemble the kid.
Yeah, I was 14 traveling the country.
The world's youngest Elvis impersonator now has to be at least 47 years old.
I think so. You know, Bruno Mars did Elvis when he was 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, so he beat your record.
Yeah, well, that was in the 80s and 90s. But I used to travel the country doing Elvis, and then, you know, I stayed home and... I started doing the Blues Brothers.
Okay.
I'm an entertainer. I work every weekend in different restaurants and casinos. And then I became an actor about 3 years ago.
Nice.
And I did a couple of bit mafia parts and detective parts in the shows.
Okay.
What's your favorite role?
Anything we've seen?
What's your favorite role?
You know what? I'm doing a horror movie right now, and it's called Demon Nun, and I play a detective.
Wow.
And that's pretty cool because I get to be nasty with the people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And have legal behind me.
Yeah.
You know, so I can say whatever the fuck
I
want.
Did you go out for the Sopranos prequel?
You know what? I'm not going to tell you I did. My name was thrown in the hat.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only Italian-American entertainer in New York that was never on the original Sopranos. Yeah.
I know.
Because... they offered me a small part, but it wasn't speaking. And I thought I was bigger than that. And I said, no, I need a speaking part.
Right.
And, you know, they pushed me under the rug. But I'm happy with my career.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like there had to have been 30 million people that went out for the Sopranos prequel.
Yeah, I will tell you that 3 years ago when I started, I beat out 4,500 actors to play John Gotti's friend Angelo.
Oh,
in a
Gotti?
Show called Kingpin. That was on History Kingpin. Channel. And they flew me to Bogota, South America for 12 days.
Yeah.
Carte blanche. And that was the first thing I ever went out for.
Whoa.
Wow.
So you were spoiled.
So you're in
I was spoiled.
Yeah.
I mean, but you've been in the game 40 years, you know.
Yeah,
but not acting.
Not acting. But you know what? I made a living as Elvis, and I look nothing like Elvis.
Yeah.
You know, only for the black hair and the sideburns and the jumpsuit. Uh-huh. Somebody said, hey, you've been acting all your life. You just didn't know it.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So the mafia roles come very easy because I guess I'm a street kid from the Bronx.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I know how to talk. I know how to. You know,
right. Mm-hmm. Shake someone down.
Yeah, I could do what I got to do.
But I feel like the sweet spot for that kind of stuff was like the early 90s. I feel like
it
that genre kind of died out.
Well, what died out?
The like mafioso genre.
Well, it did, but you know, there's a new thing called The Irishman now.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got a very, 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 very small part in that.
Uh-huh.
And that was actually given to me.
That's the one that De Niro and Pacino wearing those dumb costumes for.
Well, you know, they had a...
Yeah, why were they dressed like that?
They got those high-ass shoes.
Because the guy that De Niro plays was actually 6'2".
Oh.
And so they had to make him taller.
But there couldn't be any suspension of disbelief. They just had to put him in stilts for the whole
thing.
They were like Frankenstein shoes.
I mean, I know who Robert De Niro is. I'm not going to watch a movie and be like, this guy's supposed to be 6'2".
Yeah.
Well, you know, Scorsese's directing it, and he wants everything spot on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was in a room this big. People can't see it, but what do you think? It's a 10-foot room?
Yeah.
I was in a room with De Niro.
Whoa.
Pesci.
Whoa.
Pacino.
Uh-huh.
Harvey Keitel.
Holy
shit. Bobby Cannavale.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Scorsese.
That's crazy.
And there was only four of the guys like me, which were non-stars. And I looked over to one guy and said, yo, how the fuck did we get here, man? It's like 900 guys outside.
How funny that guy was like, well, I was an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
I got into black comedy.
But, so, you know, I figured, you know, getting to the nightclub business.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the club. Beautiful club.
Yeah, this is great, man. Maybe we could do something here.
It's
a great venue. It's not a bar.
Yeah.
It's not a upscale showroom. It's right in the middle.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. People come here. Mm-hmm. They drink a little bit. It's not high price tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the city, you're getting $40 for parking, $75 a ticket, $15 a drink. We're not like that.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and like I said, we run the gamut of shows. We have 40 shows in 30 days.
Right.
Oof. And it's all on the website. May I plug the website?
Please
do. Absolutely.
CentralStageNY.com.
Hell yeah.
And Bam was here last night. And for, you know, the first night of the tour, we had a pisser, man.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great, man. People came from Connecticut and Yonkers and the Bronx and New Jersey. And I hope we get enough support to keep it going.
Yeah. So it's new. It's a new
we're only open 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah, well, hopefully this will give you a little boost. We got a good listenership.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Website. Maybe we could produce something here.
Yeah, do a show in Yonkers, boys?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it. Why not?
Do a stand-up show up here?
Yeah. I thought about buying a house in Yonkers.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, we're both in Bed-Stuy now.
Yeah. We're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's hopping.
Yeah.
You know, we got downtown Yonkers.
Uh-huh.
They're building up restaurants.
Well, you still live in the Bronx?
I'm in the Bronx. My wife works at a local hospital,
uh-huh.
So it doesn't make sense. And we got no kids, so it doesn't make sense for me to go to a better neighborhood with schools because we can't take advantage of the school system.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then with my gigs, I hit any bridge, George Washington, Frog's Neck, Connect. I'm a half hour from anywhere I got to do my gigs.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I move up here, you know, it's a...
Now, when you were a young entertainer, were you also a married man, or did you...
No, there... I got married later in life. I was 32.
You must have been a hound dog out there. The Elvis. Yeah. Some nice pieces of pussy out there.
You know, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Had a nice time.
You know, I'm no Brad Pitt or Leo DiCaprio, but...
No, but Elvis. You're on stage, you're
things,
Elvis.
There were three things that had the girls flocking.
Yes.
Did you ever fuck a woman that afterwards they realized you weren't Elvis?
No, no, I wasn't in any mental institutions. But there were three. They might have screamed, "Oh, Elvis!" in the middle of talking. But there were three things that made women gravitate to me and the guys in the band.
Yeah,
well, we were Italian.
Yes,
we were from New York,
of course.
And I did Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in the Midwest and Florida, we were
you're
gods.
Exotic.
Yeah. We were yeah. gods.
The triple threat.
You know, we used to walk in the nightclubs. You know,
Italian. From New
yes.
York,
Elvis. Yes. We used to walk in the nightclubs, and it was like the gates of heaven would open.
That's the best.
Really?
You know, it gets
those
old hat
Midwest
after
girls.
A
sure.
Years.
See, here's the thing, man. Like, the Scorsese should do a movie about the Elvis impersonators.
That sounds fascinating,
in the
honestly.
In the fucking
80s. In the Midwest.
The Midwest.
Yeah.
Or the Midwest or wherever. I mean, it's just like.
Well, there's
that's
a lot
a
of
more,
documentaries on it, you know, Elvis impersonators. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's
business.
An interesting. What
that's
you just said is really
story.
Interesting.
Yeah,
yeah
somebody
yeah.
should option something.
Let's
yeah.
write that movie.
Somebody write the book and then.
I had a friend of mine write a reality show about me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Called The King of New York.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it was supposed to follow me through my day to day activities. I used to own a couple of businesses like laundromats and pizzerias.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then I would go back and at night we'd do a big show.
Cool.
And we were pitching it and. They didn't think it would sell, and I said to the guy, listen, we got the biggest demographics in the world. Elvis fans,
yep,
uh-huh. New York fans, and
Italian
fans.
That's right.
And, you know, the Sopranos.
And that, at the height of that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
and, you
yeah.
know, it fell to the wayside, but they're trying to pitch it again.
Yeah.
You know.
If we could produce we would watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was
sounds
fun. It
great.
Was fun. It got to a point where we were telling girls and women, we were staying at the Ramada.
Yeah.
When we were actually at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Because we'd walk in our room and there'd be like two girls in the bathtub waiting
ooh.
For us.
They would break into the room.
Yeah, they'd break into the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
That yeah. rules. Damn.
Damn, that's
should we become
mom
Elvis
now?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, just sucking off an Elvis impersonator in a through his jumpsuit yeah. in the Ramada.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Someone's
that's sick.
Grandma.
I love that, man.
That's great.
That's yeah, beautiful, man.
It was a fun life.
God, I wish I used to be in the Elvis when I was a child, actually.
Oh yes,
I
yeah,
was
yeah.
Little,
Stav used
was
to
like
be rockabilly kid.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
Used to be back
little...
in the day. But yeah. I don't know.
Day, what are you like? 25?
When I was a little kid, I was
no,
like, I was
30.
I was obsessed with Elvis.
Looking at this guy, you think
30?
He's 25
you.
Years
think,
old?
Yes, I'm youthful.
This looks like a 25.
He knows I have youthful energy.
He's completely bald and missing a tooth.
He's wearing sweatpants, red
yeah,
sweatpants.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Well, that's only because we're pieces
his legs
of shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a $5 hookup in Bed-Stuy. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's very
shout out to Bed-Stuy.
He's very young.
Yeah, in my heart.
I guess he's
well, not my
young
heart.
Energy.
So you're
yeah.
rockabilly
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Not your large
no,
heart.
No, no.
Rockabilly guy?
No, when I was like a baby, I was just obsessed with Elvis.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
Elvis.
That goes yeah. with a lot of people.
It's, yeah, it was great. Yeah,
were you
great
a fan
music.
Of Elvis?
Yeah, I was a fan since I'm 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was a closet Elvis. You know, I used to sing in my bedroom. And then one day my uncle owned a restaurant about a half a mile from here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, you want to get up and sing? And I was like, yeah. So we did some standard. And I turned to the band and I said, you guys know Blue Suede Shoes?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, yeah. I said, well, I want to sing it. And I was 14.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, we can't tell him no. That's the boss's nephew.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
And I did like 3 songs. I made like $400 in tips.
Wow.
And I thought
great.
It was great, but they were mm-hmm. throwing money at me because my uncle owned
of course.
The restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My
yeah.
mother was the co-check girl.
Right.
So I got up the next morning. I thought I was like, you know,
yeah,
I
famous.
Thought I was like Mario Alonso.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I came down in the bathroom with a towel, you know, around my uh-huh. neck. And my mother said, throw out the garbage. I said, excuse me, I'm a trained singer. Pow, she hit me in the back of the head. So I brought the garbage right out. So my mother kept me grounded.
Yes, of
you
course.
You know, you go out and do your shows and make your money. Yeah. Sunday morning, you're getting up, you're doing your chores.
Of course.
I was like, all right, you know.
That's good woman. Good great. Woman.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a fun life. And
yeah.
I wonder, like, why is it just Elvis, though, that people, where did the impersonations of Elvis start?
He's such an iconic person, you know what I mean?
No, I think it's the fact that he was a nobody that became somebody. And he loved his mother. He loved God. He loved his country.
Yes.
You know, in the height of his career, he got drafted.
Right.
And he could have opted out and said, listen, I make the government $5 million a year in taxes. Leave me out of the service.
Yeah.
He felt it was his duty to go in. So when he did that, he got all the adults to like him.
Right.
Sure. So I think he was the first child, teenager, and adult performer that everybody liked.
Mm, interesting.
I can understand him, like, transcending, like, generational interests, but, like, why is he the guy, when you think of, like, celebrity impersonators, Elvis is the go-to.
Why not? Yeah.
And, well, because it never really caught on with anybody else.
So think about it.
There aren't that many,
what did Elvis
like...
have? He had a voice...
Sure.
Looks.
You need a look. Yeah.
A handsome man. Like almost a costume that was.
But people don't do it. Well, I guess there is Michael impersonators.
Yeah, there is Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And, for females, it's Marilyn.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
And then she's not even a singing star.
Right, right.
She's more
of
a movie star.
Sure.
But there are things that make Elvis iconic.
I heard she was actually real big. You know, Marilyn Monroe. She was a large woman.
Heavy set.
No.
No, that was a thing online like a couple years ago. It was the anniversary of
her death. No, she just had big titties.
And then,
you go in that bathroom and look at the picture on her and you see she ain't.
You got her in the bathroom?
Because
fat women online like to say,
yeah,
you know,
a couple
she was
years
a
ago,
size 20.
At the anniversary of her death, like there was a thing that women online were like, oh, when she died, Marilyn Monroe was 215 pounds or whatever. And it's like, it's not.
Doesn't everybody blow up when they die? I mean, Elvis was 260.
If you die in a bathtub,
So, you know, it is. And Michael, you know, I mean, you're talking about legendary performers. Sinatra and, you know, the Beatles.
Sure.
You know, there's never going to be anybody from this era. 50 years from now, that's going to be imitated the way it is.
Well, our heroes now are Elon Musk.
Bam, I would say.
Yeah, Bam.
Bam.
Yeah.
Have you met him before? Were you hanging out with him throughout the week?
Well, last night.
Yeah.
Did you know who he was before you did the show?
Sure.
From the TV show.
He's big.
He's big. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I sat home and watched it.
Uh-huh.
I saw clips, but, you know, I was a working entertainer. I didn't watch much TV.
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to go home and throw VHS tapes, which you don't even know what those are.
I know what they are.
No, we've jacked off to VHS tapes.
I'm older than we look.
We're 30.
Yeah, but to have Bam here was, I had Artie Lang here a few weeks ago.
Cool. Oh, great.
Artie's
then
great.
Then we had some older legendary guys like Jackie the Joke Man, Mark
Lane,
Nick DiPaolo, who's
He
was here
DiPaolo
a few weeks ago.
Us, yeah.
Yeah. And we got, you know, we got up-and-comers.
Yeah.
We have people that are popular, and we have people that were popular 20, 30 years before.
Mm-hmm.
We give them the showcase in the venue and say, hey, you think you... Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's put it out there to the masses.
That's great,
you know,
man.
Yeah, we're doing all right with that.
Yeah.
And we get a bounce
on it.
How long you been in this spot?
4 months.
Oh, okay.
You ever do Elvis here?
No, I'm not allowed. I work at the casino.
Contractually, you're not
allowed. Yeah, I'm not
allowed
to do my own show.
The casino also does... comedy, don't they?
Oh, they do everything.
Yeah.
They do it, and I'm contracted by them because I play there 4 or 5 times a year.
Nice.
So I can't play in the area.
Right.
They have a non-compete for Elvis impersonator.
For any tribute act they booked on a Thursday, there's a non-compete for this area.
Wow.
Interesting.
Because they're not going to pay you the money that you ask and then have you work 2 blocks away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I'm there.
Right.
Unfortunately, my club is only a mile away.
Is there? Have you ever had like?
Can we get a little Elvis? Can you do?
Yeah. Can we get?
What is this? Does this? I don't want to violate your non-compete. If this.
Well, that's a show, baby. Okay. I'm allowed to talk any way I want.
Yes.
But I can't do a show within a couple of miles.
Can you do Elvis saying instead of in the same way he says thank you very much, but suck me very dick?
We'll go out on suck me very dick. Yeah.
That would make our day. Seriously.
Come on.
I
respect it.
It's disrespectful to the king.
That would be disrespecting
to Elvis.
Suck me very dick.
That's almost better.
Anyways.
That's almost better.
Yeah, it is better.
That is better.
But man, I wish I could go
back. I will
back.
Leave you with a thank you very much.
I wish I could go back 40 years and give you the advice of telling you to say that to the groupies.
Yeah.
You. As a young Elvis
suck
impersonator.
Suck me very dick.
And me as like a time-traveling, possibly mentally disabled man coming to you and saying, listen, you got to say suck me very dick.
When you're getting blown in Duluth.
In the Ramada with the door kicked down. With a high heel print where the handle
after
used to be.
After these bitches have scaled the third floor to suck you off.
I love it. Well, that's thank great. You. This is great.
Yeah,
this,
man,
this
thank
is
you so much.
This
is the highlight of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was better than the beginning.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was too chaotic.
It was
but
too chaotic.
Fun.
Yeah, we had a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Bam was talking about his.
In the same room.
Yeah. Bam was talking about his wife's pussy. Yeah. They got
well,
a lot of
love.
Thank
you so much, man.
Yeah,
thanks for hopping
man.
On.
Thank
it was
you,
great
man.
Meeting you, man.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks for hosting us here. And,
love the place. Love the
appreciate
show.
Appreciate it.
I was
you want to plug the
one last plug for the venue. We're
at centralstageny.com. And that's at 2361 Central Avenue, Yonkers, New York. Check us out on all social media. And our calendar's up.
Great.
And maybe in the next couple of weeks we get you guys.
Yeah, we'll do a come town
we'll
live.
Do
a
we should. We should.
We'll sell this motherfucker out.
That's also, also, come see us guys in D.C. We didn't plug this one. March 30th, two shows, a stand-up show at 8 p.m., a live podcast at 10 p.m. That's the Black Cat D.C. as part of the D.C. Underground Comedy Festival. I have it on my Instagram. I have it on my Twitter. I'm going to put it on my website. We'll all plug all that shit. So
we got Funny Moms on Monday.
Monday the 11th.
11th, and I'm in Chicago the 22nd, Milwaukee the 23rd, Eau Claire the 24th. I have the ticket links up on my Twitter.
Yeah, come see us, guys, and go see Bam.
Go see Bam at the dates that they plugged earlier.
Yeah. All right, bye.